Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, April 10th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Palatin Technologies scores triple win with breakthrough results in obesity, colitis, and kidney disease. Palatin Technologies has achieved a triple win with breakthrough results in obesity, colitis, and kidney disease. Their Phase 2 obesity study showed a 4.4% weight reduction in patients treated with MC4R bremelanotide plus GLP-1 GIP tirzepatide. In diabetic kidney disease, the Phase 2b breakout study demonstrated significant improvements in kidney function with a melanocortin agonist. Additionally, their orally administered melanocortin agonist, PL8177, showed promising results in ulcerative colitis patients. These successes have attracted interest from major pharmaceutical companies with potential licensing deals on the horizon. Analysts at H.C. Wainwright maintain a $7 price target on Palatin's stock, recognizing the company's advancements in billion-dollar markets. Opawitza Explorations to present at the Emerging Growth Conference on April 16th. Opawitza Explorations Inc., a Canadian mineral exploration company, will be presenting at the Emerging Growth Conference on Wednesday, April 16, 2025. CEO and President Blake Morgan will provide an update on the Phase 2 drilling program on the Bazooka property. The company has successfully intersected the Cadillac Larder Fault multiple times, revealing promising mineralization. Opawitza Exploration has drilled 42.5 meters of mineralization on the Bazooka Gold Project in the Abitibi Gold Belt. X-ray fluorescence readings show significant levels of arsenopyrite, gold, nickel, and chromium. The company's objective is to increase shareholder value through cost-effective exploration practices and seeking partnerships with industry leaders. For more information, contact Blake Morgan, President and CEO of Opawitza Explorations, Inc. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.